Chapter 11. Third Time's the Charm. Abby, Jonah, don't take this the wrong way, Jack begins, wiping the sweat from his forehead. But you could always adopt another dog, right? I stop in the middle of the cobblestone street and practically bump into the harp, which we're all still carrying. I do take that the wrong way, I say. Prince is not just a random dog. He's part of our family. Yeah, Jack, Jonah says with a frown. He looks pretty disappointed that his hero would even suggest such a thing. I'm just being practical, I guess, Jack says with a shrug. We couldn't find the goose, and the giants are on to us. We probably shouldn't go back up to their castle. So you might have to accept that Prince now belongs to Devon. I'm really sorry, guys. Prince belongs to us, I cry. So of course we're going back. We have to find that goose. Jack leans the harp against the side of another house and folds his arms over his chest. I wouldn't if I were you. Because here's what's going to happen if you go back. I fold my arms over my chest, too, and wait. The giants will sniff you out in a second, Jack insists. And this time, they'll catch you. We'll be very careful, I say. Sure, Jack says. But while you're being careful and finding the goose and running out with it, guess who might not be so lucky? He points at Jonah. Your little brother. He'll probably get caught. Jonah's a great kid. You want his bones ground up for the giant's toast? Of course not, I snap. How dare Jack suggest that? And to think I thought he was cute. Humph. Abby would never let that happen, Jonah says. Thanks, Jonah, I say, feeling slightly better. Then Jonah looks sheepishly at Jack. Do you really think I'm a great kid? Sure do, Jack says, giving Jonah a high five. I'm just trying to look out for you. Oh, brother. So, do you guys agree then? Jack asks me and Jonah. No going back up the beanstalk? It's not safe. He looks so sincere. Ugh, I get it. I really do. But still, this is Prince he's talking about. And Prince is not his dog, so of course Jack doesn't care about him the way we do. Jonah, I say, what do you think? I'm terrified he'll say that Jack is right and we shouldn't take the risk of going back just so we can rescue Prince. But then, to my relief, Jonah shakes his head. We need to get Prince, he says. We can't go home without him. Exactly, I say. I turn to Jack. We're going back to get that goose and save our dog, I say. With or without you. Come on, Jonah. Jonah and I take off running back to Jack's house. Wait, I hear. I stop and turn around. I'll help you look for the goose, Jack says, jogging up behind us and carrying the harp. Even though I think you're making a mistake, but can you help me carry the harp back? The three of us carry the not-light harp back to Jack's house. When we get to Jack's yard, Jack sets the harp down and heads for the beanstalk. Let's do this, he cries. Jack, you're forgetting the harp, I say. Are you kidding? He says. We can't carry it all the way back up. And anyway, I think you guys should hold on to it, just in case you don't find the goose. That way you can sell the harp and try to find another goose that lays golden eggs. Maybe they sell them at the market. They're probably really expensive. I think there's only one goose that lays golden eggs, Jonah says. Yeah, and he belongs to Magnus and Philippa, I add. We should give the harp back. We're going to find that goose, so I'll feel better if we return the harp. If you insist, Jack says with a sigh. We all grab hold of the harp and maneuver our way up the beanstalk. So heavy. Once we have Prince back, all this will have been worth it. This time, the castle door is closed. I guess the giants learn from their mistakes. They're no fools. Let's go around back, Jack suggests. Maybe there's a basement window we can go through, or a doggy door. I don't think they have a dog, I point out. We would have noticed it, especially if it were giant. But they have a goose, Jonah says. Maybe there's a goose-sized door. Good point, I say. Let's look. We heave the harp over to the other end of the castle and peer around the side like we did earlier. The garden looks very nice with the pruned rose bushes. Magnus and Philippa are not out here. Good. The three of us run into the garden. And there, on the side of the castle, is a small, well, relatively small, door with a flap. Above the flap is a small portrait of a white goose with a pale yellow beak. The word Nelly is painted in pink letters above the portrait. There really is a goose door. You called it, Jonah, I say, giving my brother a high five. Yay, he says. I'm glad that things are going right for Jonah again. He was really down before. The goose door is pretty much just our size, so we don't even need to crawl through it. The three of us push through the heavy plastic flap, and then we're inside the living room again. I hear Magnus snoring in the bedroom. I hear Philippa humming in the kitchen. Okay, I whisper, putting the harp back on its stand. Phew, it feels really good to give it back. Let's find that goose. Jack goes running down the hall and into one of the bedrooms. A minute later, he comes running out with a goose in his arms. Wow, that was quick. That must be Nellie, Jonah says. She's not as giant as I feared. She's actually my size. And she looks just like the painted portrait on the goose door. Nellie is white and fluffy with a pale yellow beak, and from the expression on her face, very annoyed. I gape at Jack. How'd you find the goose so fast? Because I found her last time, Jack explains. Nellie was in the room I told you I'd checked. She has a bunch of toys, too. They seem to take good care of her. Jonah tilts his head. But, Jack, why'd you lie and say the goose wasn't there yesterday? Jack hangs his head for a moment. Because I want the goose. More than you'll ever know. So I was planning to go back and get her for myself. A goose that lays golden eggs means my mum and I will never want for anything. After being poor for so long, I need this goose. And I'm taking her for myself. Sorry, guys. Jonah's mouth drops open. He seems totally speechless. I gasp. No! Jonah and I have to give the goose to Devon! You know that, Jack! Jonah looks so disappointed. Yeah, what happened to a deal is a deal? I'm really sorry. I was hoping you wouldn't come back up today, and that you'd never know I was taking it. Jack's hazel green eyes look teary. He clutches Nellie firmly in his arms. But I'm not letting you give the goose to Devon. So that's why he tried to convince us not to come back. He wasn't worried about Jonah being turned into bread. He wanted the goose for himself. Hand over the goose, I demand. No, Jack says, and goes running for the goose door. Come back here, I yell.
Fee, fi, fo, fum, I smell the blood of an Englishman.
Oh, no.
Thud, thud, thud.
Ah! I cry. Run! Jonah and I go racing for the goose door. Jack, with the goose in his arms, is just ahead of us.
Philly!
Comes Magnus's booming voice.
Those horrible children thieves have Nelly!
What? Philippa cries. Oh, goodness, they wouldn't take our dear pet goose!
She starts sobbing. Oh, crumbs. Double, triple, quadruple crumbs. 100 million crumbs!
Thud, thud, thud. I see you!
Magnus says. I turn around very slowly. Looming right behind me is the giant, with a crying Philippa right behind him. Ha! Run as fast as you can! I cry, and Jonah, Jack, and I all go rushing through the flap in the goose door again. We hurry around the side of the castle and straight to the cloud walkway that leads to the beanstalk.
Come back here this instant!
Magnus shouts at us as the front door opens.
I'm really sorry,
Jack calls over his shoulder,
but no!
Jack is trying to get onto the beanstalk, but Nellie the goose is putting up a fight. She's flapping her wings while he's trying to get control of her.
You'll hurt her,
I cry.
Thud, 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 thud.
We all turn around. Magnus is running toward us, and Philippa is right behind him.
Ah! Squawk!
Nellie yelps. I have to get that goose from Jack. I need her. Jack wants the goose for himself. I want her so I can get Prince back. But Nellie isn't either of ours. We're both stealing her from her owners. I hang my head. My stomach churns. But what choice do I have? I have to get that goose to Devon or we'll never see Prince again. We'll have to return to Smithville without him. There's no chance of me letting that happen. I turn again and look at Magnus rushing toward us. Behind him, Philippa is weeping and calling for her dear Nellie. As the giants are running down the walkway, I see Jack is still having a terrible time trying to get Nellie under his arm.
Jonah, I have an idea, I whisper. You tickle Jack. I'll grab the goose.
Thud, thud, thud. Come back here, you thieves!
Magnus yells as he nears us. Jonah and I rush up to Jack by the beanstalk. The goose is flapping her wings like crazy, trying to get away from Jack.
Stay still, goose!
Jack tells Nellie as nicely as he can.
Please!
Now! I yell at Jonah. Jonah tickles Jack under his arm.
Hey! Stop that!
Jack says, wiggling around. He is the opposite of laughing. I grab the goose.
I have her,
I say, and leap onto the beanstalk. When you've done this 5 times, it's not that hard, even with a goose. Nellie is flapping her wings and trying to escape, but I have her securely under my arm.
I can't believe you took her from me,
Jack shouts, jumping onto the beanstalk after me and sliding down. He's not far above me. I hope he doesn't try to steal her back, especially on the beanstalk.
I had to, I say.
I see Jonah leap onto the beanstalk after Jack and start to slide down too.
Phew.
At least he escaped the giants. Nellie tries to flap her wings, but I hold her securely under one arm. I use the other arm to grab onto side stems as I climb down.
Squawk! Squawk! Squawk!
Nellie protests.
I'm sorry, Nellie, I say. I don't have a choice.
The giants are standing at the edge of the cloud walkway right by the beanstalk looking down at us. They won't try climbing down the beanstalk, right? It wouldn't support their weight, would it?
There's always a choice,
Magnus yells.
We could talk it out.
Tears sting my eyes. This is the worst. Nellie belongs to the nice giants. Not to me. Not to Devon. I think about Prince being stuck forever with the traitor who went back on his deal. Twice. I have to save my dog. Not just for me, but for Jonah. He loves Prince so much. And so do my parents. I have to get Prince back.
I'm really sorry.
I call up again to Magnus and Philippa and climb down the beanstalk as fast as I can. When I'm about 3/4 of the way to the bottom, I see Jack's shabby little wood house and barn. And wait, a man is there too, standing right beside the beanstalk. A man with curly hair staring upward. It's Devon. And is that Prince sitting behind him? It is! Devon must have been waiting for us to come down with the goose. This is perfect. I'll give Devon the goose, and that's it. Jack won't get his hands on Nellie again. I'm doing this for Prince. To save Prince. I have no choice. But I'm stealing the giant's beloved pet.
I'm no better than Jack or Devon. Just a bit farther and I'll be at the bottom. I need that goose, Jack cries from just above me, to make sure we'll never go hungry or be cold again. He reaches down to grab Nelly from me. No, I say, stop it.
Leave my sister alone,
Jonah yells. He's shimmying down the beanstalk and is a few feet above Jack. Ah! I hear Jack yelp. I'm slipping! I can't! Jack starts to fall. I'm the only one who can save him, but I can't catch him with a goose in my arms. The only way to save Jack's life is to let the goose go. At least geese can fly, right? Jack! Ada yells, running out of the house to the yard. Oh no! My darling son! Ah! Jack says as he drops. I'm falling! I suck in a breath and let the goose go so that I can grab Jack's wrist. Nelly squawks and flies up, up, up. Jack gasps and is able to grab onto a side stem and get his footing again. He looks at me. You saved my life. Abby! Jonah says, staring at me in awe. You're a hero! But I let the goose go, I cry. My eyes are stinging so hard from tears I can't see. We'll never get Prince back now. Jonah's face crumples. I look up. Nelly is half climbing, half flying back up the beanstalk. Her only chance of saving Prince is gone.